Welcome back to the Conspiracy Outpost, and you may be wondering, who is this much more well-endowed sounding host? Well, Season 3 has plenty of surprises for you, including the occasional guest host that didn't have any time to do any research. But today we're talking about the Bronze Age, and we're going to dive into some sea people, split part some seas and some butt cheeks. I'm your guest host, Wesley.
I'm Mike.
All right, well, I'm Javelin Joe.
I'm Casey.
And I'm Matt.
Seaman.
All right. Seaman. I didn't have time to write any more jokes.
No, that was good. You know what's cool about
Seaman?
What's it called?
That's all Mike's gonna say this whole time.
The cool thing about Patreon now is they let you they auto soundbite your clips so you can upload them and people can just get a quick soundbite. It's pretty cool.
That makes me
laugh.
So they could
anyway.
That's
I was gonna say they could do that, but they can't give Wesley his mug.
I'm never gonna drink coffee again. It'll never be the same.
He ruined it for everybody.
I was supposed to have the mug. I've not made a cup of coffee since. I've been waiting on the goddamn mug this whole time.
I'm waiting for my coffee.
I work at a fucking Denny's. I sit down before I get to work, and they go, "Would you like some coffee?" I go, "No."
Never.
I don't have my mug.
Hey, can I have some coffee? No, you're good.
Hey, how do you like
it? What? I want coffee. He's like, "No, you're good."
I can't have
my coffee. You can't have your coffee.
Wesley's like, how would you like your coffee tonight? I don't know. How do you prefer yours? Black with a little hint of conspiracy in it. But I'm not here to talk about me.
Compared to what they say about that, black with a little bit of semen in it.
We could actually make our own Conspiracy Outpost semen mugs, and what we can do, like coffee mugs, like our slogan will be. Our commercial would go and enjoy your coffee in a nice Conspiracy Outpost mug, and then afterwards enjoy it in our Conspiracy Outhouse. All right,
the same stupid shit, but with a little more.
Mike's gone.
I'm sorry,
Mike. You disappeared.
I thought
Mike's
that was
gone.
Funny.
You
can't hear me?
I couldn't hear anything for a second.
Oh,
I said
conspiracy. You said conspiracy outhouse. I was like, "Where's the same stupid shit we all talk about, always talk about, but with a little more substance."
It's a little more runnier.
All right.
Fucking Casey is supposed to be wearing a shirt that he bought from my band, but he's not.
I was hoping he wasn't wearing a shirt.
Every time I see Casey, he has to be wearing my band shirt now. It's the rules.
Ooh, merch.
Concert last night, but my wife said I
plug it. Plug the merch. Where do we get the merch?
You gotta go to one of my shows and buy it.
Oh,
and they won't give a discount just because you're friends.
You didn't ask for a discount.
I know I didn't. I wanted to give.
I probably would have just given you a shirt too. It's just funny.
That's fine.
I just ask and you shall receive.
All right.
But anyway,
get to the semen.
Back to the semen. So, who did research on this? Can I get a show of hands? Nice.
You ain't getting a story.
how many weeks did I have to research this?
About
3 months.
Yeah, about a month.
No.
You can see the research on our hands.
I'm glad that I'm not the only piece of shit here. Thank you guys. Make me feel at home.
Well,
I love you.
You're
a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. You're cool.
I was fixated on the next episode.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah, because you like women who look like men? Or men who look like women?
Oh!
A little bit of both.
Spoiler alert!
Oh, shit.
But if we play our cards right, that will
tune
be...
Tune in next week, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Stupid, ugly English bitch!
That's not a woman. That's a man, man.
Hey, men are bitches too.
Hey, leave no context.
That's my mother.
just keep them guessing. Leave no context. They're like, who are they talking about?
We're talking about Logan Paul.
All right, Casey. So why don't you?
Yes.
why don't you ease us into these semen?
All right. open your mouth and let your throat be wide and swallow this information one drink at a time. Now, during the period of the sea people lasted between 1300 BCE to 1178 BCE, and historians believe this period to be a violent and culturally disruptive time marking the end of this Bronze Age, basically. But these empires all fell during this time. That, sorry if I mispronounced these because I didn't look up the phonemics on these, so I'm sorry. The Hittite Empire, the Mycenaean Kingdom,
Chemical Romance,
Kassites, the Ugarites, the Amorite states, and the degradation of the palace economy of Aegean. Some states.
Oh, the Aegean Sea. Aegean. Isn't it Aegean or is it Aegean? Like, isn't it called the Aegean Sea in the Mediterranean?
Yeah, that's Aegean. That's probably what it's
called.
Yeah,
A-E-G, something like that.
A-E-G-E-A-N.
Yeah. Isn't that Aegean Sea? It's in the Mediterranean?
Yeah, I don't know. You guys know I have
could
a
say
hard time pronouncing
I could say it completely wrong.
So, some states, they survived the crash or they just saw a decline for a period. Albeti was one of the ones that saw a state of decline. The new Kingdom of Egypt survived the crash. Arisia, Phoenicia, something like that, and Elam.
Phoenicia?
They all, probably. And, They all survived the crash. So historians go on to describe this period in time to be the worst disaster in ancient histories. And what Wesley was just talking about a little bit, but there was a few theories of why this happened, why it started declining, was environmental factors, drought, general systems collapse, technological change in warfare, disruption in trade, volcanic eruption, and the elusive sea people.
The loss of the Atlanteans.
Yeah.
There was one people.
Oh,
that Donald
shit.
Glover
were they Atlanteans?
No.
Don't.
No,
no spoilers.
Mean, maybe.
Damn it.
Well, we don't know for sure. Nobody knows really where
they
came
from. Yeah, the thing about
these
seamen is they're very mysterious. They just kind of come and then go.
Yeah, they really leave people in a sticky situation.
They're comma chameleons. They come and go.
they show up on land to raid your village. Comma chameleon.
Can you imagine?
Let's
it's
just
like,
say that these seamen spill onto the beach and raid and pillage villages.
They definitely don't do it in no napkins.
And they go back to the sea.
Damn.
Can you imagine if
they die in the sea?
Can you imagine, like, everybody heard them coming? Because it's not like war drums banging, but it's like fucking like Broadway musical shit playing, and they just come off the fucking boat.
Come a chameleon. They're just burning shit. Montage of them burning shit. Anyway, I'm curious.
The one thing I know about the seamen is they're a bunch of chads, and so when they actually storm the beaches and just spill all over the place, what you do hear their fight song. It's Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Because they get knocked down, but they get back up again. bunch of chads spilling their semen all over the place. Keep that in mind, everybody. Get that image in your head. And live with it.
Yeah. So my question, as of now, is: are they from fucking Atlantis, or are they just some random ass sea people?
So the origins of the sea people are undocumented, and is believed that the sea people originated from a number of different locations, like Anatolia, Aegean. How did you guys say that earlier?
I said Aegean.
Aegean, the Mediterranean
Aegean.
Islands, or Southern Europe.
But yeah,
they've
the Aegean
also,
Sea.
Yeah. But they've also been speculated to have sailed around the Eastern Mediterranean and to have raided Anatolia, Syria, Phoenicia, Canaan, Cyprus, and Egypt as well.
I think that's Phoenicia, dude. I'm not sure, though.
Phoenicia. That sounds, that looks better when I read it and say it. I don't know. Phoenicia.
It's Phoenicia. Yeah. I think that's Phoenicia, dude.
Yeah.
NCIS.
Usually I look at the phonomics to read these to you guys, but I did not because I was actually.
Phoenicians come from Phoenix, Arizona. No.
So they're
where they do meth and listen to Chumbawamba.
Yeah. But so really their origins are really unknown, Wesley. That's why is my
That's why they're so interesting. It's so interesting because again, that's me and Casey for this one thing. We actually heard about these people, you know, these seamen at the same time.
Looking
we hit each other up.
Actually, is how we found it.
Yeah, that's how we found it. We hit each other up. It's like, have you heard about these seamen? And he's like, yeah. It's like I was just watching it with Johnny Sins. It's like, no, the other seamen. He goes, yeah, I heard about them.
That was like, actually, it's actually on the season 3. I threw it on the episode, and he's like, I was about to do that too.
We hit up each other within like a couple days, again about these seamen. No, the sea people, and this is something that I thought was really cool because I looked into it a little bit, he looked into it a little bit, and the most we could come up with just a quick brief glance at the semen was that we don't know where this semen came from. There's no trace. Not a trace at all.
That's crazy. Their pullout game is so strong.
Yeah, they show up, they spill onto the beach, and then they pull out.
leaving no trace.
Leaving no trace, damn.
They take the condoms with them. They get trapped.
Yeah, exactly.
But
are you fired a dick jokes yet? Because we can keep.
So wait, did they?
No, it's
did they,
no. Hey, it's the old camping thing.
When the camp counselor tells you to be quiet and stay underneath the blanket.
No.
That was just me.
No. It's when they tell you. It's like, take more than you brought in. So they ended up stealing the other society's condoms and
more,
taking them too.
It always hurt.
So did they raid, like they just came and like raid, did they rape and pillage like fucking
like
Norse
Vikings?
People did, like Vikings? Well, yeah, there we go.
I'm sure they did some sort of pillaging.
What I looked up was they
would show up, like attack from their ship and then just fuck off, which I don't understand. I don't know how much they pillage, but like the stuff that I read, they were just kind of just attacking. Kind of just being
pissed.
Oh,
but when Vikings do it, it's cool.
I mean,
these guys.
Yeah, no. So what I heard was this happened like 2,000 years before the Vikings, basically.
This was to put it into reference.
Okay, so actually, this is actually they're from Atlantis, an advanced society, and these are actually this is actually a level of bronze age. We're going to get to this eventually in our society, but Atlantis, because they were so advanced, they had retail workers, and every so often they put the retail workers on a ship and they go and just fuck people up and then sail off into the fucking horizon.
Yeah, they would just attack places, not pillage, not doing anything, but they'd be like, the customer is wrong, bitch, and then just like completely raise a city.
And then these people are confused. These people are confused. It's like, the customer, are you from the bazaar? And then they're like, no, bitch, I'm from 7-Eleven.
All right, let's hear about it. I'm ready.
So the Sea People attacks became one of the most famous chapters in Egyptian history. And I have some quotes written out right here by a few people. A quote was written in 1855. French Egyptologist Emmanuel de Rogue first used the term pupils de la mer, which translates to people of the sea. And just a little fun fact of this, too. He was also the curator of the Louvre. So,
the Louvre?
The Louvre? The Louvre? How do you say it? The
Louvre.
The Louvre?
Oh.
I said it right.
I believe it's the
Is that the triangle? Okay.
It's the triangle.
Squirt some on your dick.
We've been talking about semen. So,
I thought I was saying another
dick joke for everyone.
No. The Louvre is like a see-through glass triangle pyramid in France.
That's one part of it, yes.
I thought the loo was the English way of saying the toilet.
It could be. And that's where the sea people usually ended up. The seamen, I'm sorry. Did we just say they were all men? No.
So Emmanuel Day Rogue, 1855.
French Egypt.
He's a great grandfather to.
So is he credited? Is he credited as like the first discoverer? I guess I don't know.
What year did I say that was in? 1855? No.
Who?
These aren't in order. I didn't write the year down for this one, but Tanis Steele the Second. He noted an event that happened during the reign of. Ramses the Second, where the Nile was attacked by raiders of the Sheridan, and he said this quoted the unruly Sheridan who no one had ever known to combat. They came bloody sailing in their warships from the midst of the sea, none being able to withstand them. So that was that's supposed to be another reference of the Sea People, because they weren't.
Is there a date on that?
No, I didn't write the date down for some reason because I'm an idiot.
But he's a genius.
A narrative from the reign of how do you say his name? The R one. How do you say it? Ramses the Third. This was the second pharaoh
Ramses
of the 20th dynasty.
Ramses the Third is the one that I know. I've heard of Ramses the Third.
Yeah. This
is
this
that. Is
cool.
That the guy? Is that the guy that played Freddie Mercury in the Queen's movie?
Ramsey Malek, yes.
Yeah, Ramses Malek, yes.
That's what Matthew chimes in.
I mean, he is Egyptian. He is Egyptian.
Oh, yeah, so did I see him do that pharaoh dance offset?
Yeah, no, and he...
Oh, what, dance like an Egyptian? I've seen Steve Martin do that.
Yeah, he's also Egyptian.
He plays the pharaoh at Night at the Museum.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Did you hear people fucking talk shit about that? Because they thought he was white.
Said,
he's like, no,
they
he's
said, why
is
a white guy playing an Egyptian or a pharaoh or something?
Rami Malek is Egyptian. Like,
yeah,
people are pissed.
Matthew, you're cutting out.
About the Cleopatra.
Can you say that again?
Cut out.
Yeah.
You cut out for a second.
Oh, I was saying people were pissed. Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
People were pissed off with the Cleopatra thing. The Egyptians were pissed.
I would be too.
It's a misrepresentation of their culture.
It's a children's movie.
Yeah,
I would agree, dude. I wouldn't want anybody thinking that my culture was represented by a gopher teeth looking motherfucker.
But you wonder if like it's you wonder if like like Neanderthal ancestors are just are thinking the same thing kind of thing, you know?
Really, you're being
like,
really
why are they making fun of us, dude? We're way smarter than that. We obviously know wheels are circles instead of squares.
That's what the Neanderthals are using. Like, oh, we can't figure it out. Why are these blocks not rolling?
The more and more studies they do on Neanderthals, the more intelligent they actually are. They actually their only weakness was they weren't social as much as they didn't congregate. They didn't mass out. They didn't gang up on people as much.
And those foreheads they had were massive.
And they lived a nice simple life. They just clubbed bitches on the head, fucked them, had kids, and hunted them. And they brought them food after they got so.
And a lot of us are. We have ancestors.
Yeah. And back
again.
In the day when they talked about going out to the club, that means like giving a chick an abortion. Because you would just hit her in the fucking stomach one of your clubs.
That was not where I thought that was going. I thought you were just going to talk about a bitch getting clubbed over the head or something.
Yeah. Neanderthals are all right in my book. If Nicolas Cage can play
one... That's called courting. That's called courting.
you're gone. I didn't hear any of that.
What was...
Y'all being very indigenous right
Ramses?
Now.
Ramses? Ramses? Is that how you say the name? Ramses?
Yeah, Ramses the Third.
Okay. Ramses.
Ramses the Third.
So Ramses the Third, he recorded Waves of Invasion by seafaring people, and one of the most detailed accounts is found at his Medinet Habu, yeah, that's how I'm gonna say it. Habu Mortuary Temple in Thebes, where Ramses the Third depicted forcing back invaders during the Battle of the Delta around 1175 BC. And yeah, this was inscribed somewhere. I didn't write where, but now the northern countries, which are their isles, were quivering in their bodies. They penetrated the channels of the Nile's mouth. Their nostrils have ceased to function, so that their desire is to breathe the breath. His Majesty has gone forth like a whirlwind against them, fighting on the battlefield like a runner. The dread of him and the terror of him have entered in their bodies. They are capsized and overwhelmed in their places. Their hearts are taken away. Their souls are flown away. Their weapons are scattered in the sea.
Frank Ocean, 1175 BC.
What the fuck is this?
Are you reading my script?
I was like, why did I jerk off
halfway through.
Why do I have so many messages? I read like two lines of like, okay.
Erotica.
So that one happened, what's it called? So I'm going to give you a quick little timeline. Wesley, I know you'll enjoy this right here.
Yeah, I know, because I wish there's like some sort of depiction or some sort of verbal way we can convey a map of wherever the fuck Thebes is, Pylos, the city.
That's fucking all in Greece, bro. Greece.
Well, is Pylos still a city?
I don't know, but it was in
never
Greece.
Heard of. He didn't know where Thebes was. That's where Hercules went to prove himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit! Haven't watched that movie enough. Fuck.
And they showed up on boats, so they were right on the ocean.
Yeah, and you know, if your dick was as small as Hercules was, you had to prove yourself a lot.
That's where all the real heroes go, is Thebes.
No, actually, believe it or not, though, back then it was actually. I mean, most people probably know this, but the smaller your dick was, the fucking better you were.
That's why I'm opposed to like the live action they're gonna do Michael B. Jordan. It's not because he's black and not actually Greece, Italian, or whatever the fuck they are. It's because Hercules had a small dick, and Michael B. Jordan doesn't.
No, dude, he's got what we've been referring to as a thick paragraph.
I don't know. He might be cast as Hercules. I don't know. Everyone's pushing it.
No, I'm talking about, does he have a big dick?
Probably.
Well,
he carries
probably
himself
bigger.
Like that.
Well, he doesn't have a macaroni like the rest
for
of
sure,
the sculptures do.
For sure, metaphorically, he's got a big dick. I mean, no, but actually, yeah, because Greek people believed that.
I was just
sure
if a picture
dick,
leaked of him or something.
The bigger your dick, the dumber you were. They believed that the blood from your brain went down to your dick, whatever. So if you had a large dick, it's like that you're carrying all that instead of a big brain.
They were jealous.
There was a guy.
The OG politicians.
Owen Gray must be dumb as shit.
I don't know.
The porn
is.
Star. It's a porn star. Male porn star.
Ron Jay.
I only watch furry porn. I don't know. I only know
Ron Jeremy got in trouble.
I can't think of a funny name.
Yeah, for rape.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy raped women. Then those poor women.
All right, so what happened in Thebes?
Films.
What happened in Thebes in 1175 BC?
Well, oh, wait! Can I just? I'm sorry.
I was just giving you a quick quote of what people, ancient rulers. Have
I
said.
Just wanted this guy. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
The guy was talking about in Greek mythology is Priapus. He was Oh, no, wait. No,
dipped
this isn't
in,
him.
He was dipped in the
God damn
river
it.
By his privates?
I got the wrong guy. There's
Instead
a guy who
of,
was
like,
cursed
Achilles?
With... There's a guy who was cursed with a big dick. It's like way apparently way worse than what Achilles got. He was cursed with a giant dick.
He was only dipped into the shit by his dick.
That was his only weakness.
I don't know.
No, that's the other way around. Oh, Achilles had his So they only dipped his
mother dipped
his
him
dick
in the river Styx and held his ankle. So this guy,
here's another stick.
So this timeline, Wesley, from 1300 BCE to 1150 BCE, the Egyptian source name sources name Lyca and Lucca lands are Lucca. Yeah, it's L-U-K-K-A. Lands as part of a confederacy of sea people, and then in in 1200 BCE, the sea people invaded the Levant. In 1190 BCE, I'm not gonna say BCE anymore because I'm tired of saying it.
Because they're
all BCE. Ugarit is destroyed by the sea people in 1187. Kadesh is destroyed by the sea people and subsequently vanishes from history. 1180, the sea people begin to increase in incursions into Egypt. 1180 to 1178, how do you say his name again?
Ramsey.
Mike.
Ron Jeremy.
Ramsey.
I don't know why I keep forgetting it. Ramses III of the 20th dynasty fortifies Xerxes against the threat of invading sea people. And 1178, Ramses III defends
sounds like
Egypt
contraceptives
from sea people on the shore of Xerxes, defeating them completely. So 1178 was when they just disappeared altogether. But I have some more information into some of these.
You said 1178?
Yeah.
Are we talking about history? We talk about Mrs. Frizz taking us on a magical school bus into spermicide.
You know, I was watching Magic School Bus about a year ago, and it's actually a pretty good show. I still like it.
You still watch
Arnold's
it?
Arnold's a bitch. Yeah, it was on Netflix.
I was going to say it's on Netflix, isn't it?
I watch it with my – well, I was watching it with my daughter. I don't know. I should. Now that she's older, I should watch it with her because she actually will understand a little bit more.
Yeah, I realize. I also start
by using her as an excuse. Oh no!
Especially if she
this?
Smokes weed too, because that's cool.
I also realized that Captain Planet informed me to give all my recyclables to the homeless people.
If you think of the world, if you think of America as like a tank, like a fish tank. You think of the homeless people as like the as like the bottom feeder fish that that clean the fish tank for you.
They're the sucker fishes.
God,
they get what they want and they'll suck it out of you.
Suck it out for you. They'll suck it for some glass. I'll tell you that.
They'll polish you up real nice.
They're cleaning up the aquarium one cola can at a time.
Hey, you guys. Speaking of that name, suckerfish. You guys remember when that used to be a thing people said? Suckerfish.
Suckerfish. Ew, I hate that. Was the grossest thing I ever. I hate it.
Dude,
like I've never wanted someone to like get in a car wreck so bad in high school as if they had a rat tail and they said suckerfish.
or no, it was even worse when they fucking dropped the ER and put an A on it, the suck a fish.
That's what I mean. Like that was worse. And then they did the John Cena suck it.
Oh man.
I know a whole group of kids that did that in our high school.
Are they alive still?
It's the group of kids that get caught masturbating in the library.
That can happen to anybody, okay? And I'm not being defensive about it, but...
1178, the disappearance of the sea people.
Well, we're going back. We're going back in time, actually, right now, because I was just giving you some quick rundown.
Oh, yeah, that was BC.
Yeah, so...
1178 BC.
We're going to get into the wars that they created during these times. So, Egypt is where the sea people had their most famous encounters. Three great pharaohs inscribed about them. Ramses II, his son
He was Merit, a chef. Gordon.
Meredpath and Ramses the Third. They all discussed about the seed people. Yeah, Ramsay Gordon. So Ramsay the Second, we'll talk about him first because obviously he was the first one to encounter these guys, or better known as Ramses the Great, ruled from.
And he was like, "What are you doing on my shores, dogs?"
No, he was like,
"What's up? What's up?
You call that seamen too much salt, not enough pineapple."
Why are you guys? Why are you guys sailing in my baby pit where I throw all the babies?
What are you doing in my waters?
The what are you doing fishing Greg? In my waters?
What are you doing fishing in my waters?
I was a fishing. No. I'm attached to your rod, Malilica.
We right. weren't fishing. We just we really liked your triangles you got going on here.
But Ramses the Second. Oh, I already said that. But he ruled from 1279 to 1213 BC. During his reign, Ramses II encountered the Sea People in his conflict with the Hittites. I'm gonna say Hittites.
His titties.
The,
It's his titties.
In his inscriptions, he commissioned to tell a story.
Fish titties.
Of his victory over the Hittites at 1274 BC. The Sea People, as in league with the Egyptians' army, also described ambushing the Sea People at the mouth of the Nile. What a dick.
Wait. Can you repeat that? The Sea People did what at the mouth? These seamen did what at the mouth?
They ambushed. No, because the Sea People. Oh, the Sea People. I read it wrong. Sea People were. No, they. That's our. The Sea People were in league with Egyptians. Egypt's enemy, sorry. I said army is enemy, my bad. And Ramses II describes ambushing the Sea People at the mouth of the Nile. Then we go on there were, to... Go ahead.
There were heavy ramifications.
Yeah, there was semen falling everywhere. Out of the mouth
and
of the
a little
Nile.
Bit of gagging.
Yeah. But Meredpath, I'm gonna say that. The writings of Ramsay the Second was very much gave impression of the permanently defeating the Sea People is what they thought, but his son and heir, Meredpath, was encountering them during his reign, and which was between 1213 BC and 1203 BC. Specifically in 1209 BC, he describes an alliance of the Sea People and the Libyans. Libyans attacking the Nile Delta.
Okay.
I don't know why I can't
remember. Libyans.
Yeah,
the Libyans.
The Sea People splattered on the Libyans.
Small part they parted. Of them died, but the majority of them lived.
They parted the beef sea.
You guys, this is gonna like leave my head if I don't just say it now. But someone's just like, "Nah, dude, you gotta." It's two dudes, and it's like, "Nah, you suck me. I sucked you off. Now you gotta suck me off." It's mouth for a mouth. It's like, it, just like the Bible. No, that's not how the Bible goes. It's eye for an eye. Oh yeah, someone get in your eye too.
That happens.
All right, sorry.
But amongst these clues historians have derived from this account is the reference to them coming from the north. He even names territories such as Teresh, Exquesh, Luca, and Sheridan, although it is unclear as to where these places are located. His father before him.
You went dark.
You went dark.
You muted. You muted a little.
Tresh,
bit there.
Tresh, Esquash, and Sheridan.
Okay, so Luca and Sheridan.
Ed Sheridan.
I don't know why this thing's cut now. I don't know.
You got all robotic some too. Stuff.
Just
really?
Jamming it.
Oh shit!
Well, Caesar. Fuck Caesar. Okay. We're gonna make him flaccid. You wouldn't give him a honker. If you're going to be known throughout history, I want a honker. You know what I mean?
I think most places, most of those like cult following still draws Trump with his turkey neck. Yeah, like no matter where they put him, they put, still put his turkey neck on there. Sometimes they don't, but a lot of times.
All right, roll it. I gotta pee.
What was I gonna say? Okay, I was just trying to get back to my spot. Okay, so
you like said you're gonna love, you love America. You're gonna start with that.
Fuck America.
Better.
No. So like his father before, Meredith Path had inscriptions that made it clear of his victory against the Libyans.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Libyans and the Sea People, but
Majora of the people pronounce it Libyans.
Yeah. So Libyan Majora. To his predecessor, Ramses III, by the time he faced the Sea People in his second year of power, they have already brought down the Hittites in circa 1200 BC. His time came in at 1180 BC, where the Sea People attacked an Egyptian trading post at Kadesh. Like his predecessors, he defeated them there, but the post was destroyed. What is more, he would face them again when they attacked Egypt itself. And the battles followed would be both on land and sea, but the Sea People were ultimately defeated near the city of Exois in 1178, never to be heard from again. However, this came at a price, with the royal treasury being completely depleted. So they lost, but they depleted the royal treasury, so nah. Who really lost?
We got the gold, let the fucking go.
So, but the, and then after they were defeated, the vanishing of the Sea People during the Bronze Age, they disappeared as mysteriously as they materialized. After the defeat at the hands of Ramses III in 1178, there were no further accounts of them anywhere. Some believe that they may have assimilated into existing societies, but we have some theories to go down.
I hope so.
They went to a new planet, and they ride dragons and shit, and they're avatars.
Yep.
The way of
that
the water.
Cool. It'd be cool if they were like a kind of like a mermaid creature, but like not really, you know? Like they like lived in the sea, but they had like legs. Kind of like, have you guys seen
they
that?
They discovered a new dimension where they are had to find magical artifacts for some dude named Lone Star.
hey, no spoilers. No spoilers, bitches. I'm like an hour through Vault 108, and you guys interviewed somebody, by the way? Let's just get this out of the way.
Yeah.
You're caught
you guys
up.
Got some. I'm not caught up. I'm not. I got to finish
you're pretty
one.
Much caught up, man. You're pretty much caught up.
Are you talking about interviewed in this podcast? I don't think we released that yet.
Yeah,
Casey just released it today.
On the 3rd.
Oh.
Well, today.
Is today.
Oh, yeah, it is March. Yeah.
he's a funny guy. Is who we
yeah, my birthday's in 2 days, bitches. One,
yeah, I
two.
Knew that. I forgot what fucking March.
I met you a year ago. In person for the first
yes.
time.
Yes. It was a great all barbecue. Right.
It was.
Anyway.
Barbecue. All right, let's go.
And no spoilers. Anyway. All right. So Ramsey the Third is a badass. He's the only person that stopped the Sea People or just sent him into hibernation?
The other two basically sent him into hibernation. He finished him off because there were no further accounts. Whether or not that's true or not, I don't know. Maybe
right, and where did these... Do we know where these accounts came from? Like,
well, here's what happened in reality is Ramses challenged them to a dance-off, and they got served. And they were too embarrassed to come back. So that's what happened.
Was Serge Channing Tatum at this dance-off, and it was a step-up?
No. If I remember correctly, it was like this duck, this goth chick, this one chick from Raisins, and this guy named Stan. But yeah.
No. Anyway, so Ramses the Third, he defeated them out of history, basically, because there's no other accounts to these guys after him.
Right.
But that's
1178.
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't really go see if see people were attacking other countries or if it was just localized or not.
Okay, but who recorded the scripture? Do we know that? Besides Emmanuel,
where is he? We had Emmanuel de Rogue. He wrote something down. Tanis Steele II wrote something down, and Ramses II, Third, and Meredpath. They all had encounters with the Sea People themselves and fought in battles. And both Ramses II and Meredpath thought they defeated him, but as history went on, when the new person assumed the throne, they were attacked again by the Sea People. But Ramses III finished them off, and then no further accounts were made of them.
Okay, so I'm so to clarify, who Meredith?
It's Ramses II's son.
Oh,
Meredpath. I don't know how to say his name. I'll spell it for you. It's Meredpath.
Yep, that sounds about right. Why wasn't he a what is it? A third. Why was?
Oh, I don't.
Was he
I
a half?
Know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I
think it was like
we just call him Humperdew. That's my other son, Humperdew.
Humperdew.
He's.
We don't talk about him much. He didn't stop the Sea People. I don't want to talk about him. Don't chisel that.
The
last
living descendant, Humperdew.
You gotta erase that.
Hold on.
So
check. I'm gonna fuck with some setting real quick. I already got you on full repair, Matthew. God damn you. Give me one sec. Okay, so some theories about what happened. So
where did they go? There's a question.
So
who,
one
what,
of the
when,
theories
where,
is that they were dispossessed victims. The Sea People were victims of the late Bronze Age disturbances, and as such, during this pandemic and drought, they migrated to other regions, is what they might have said. Which, that's what I was curious to wonder, if they were attacking other continents or anything like that. They also said that they were a seafaring confederation. Well, that's obviously, but they were just a confederation of pirates that formed after the collapse of the great civilizations, like a collected group of people from all abouts. They were sorry, I thought someone was knocking on the door. They were essential European raiders. The Sea People were raiders from Central Europe. No, it's people walking above the garage. It's probably my kid running around.
Above.
They were believed to be... How do you say this again, Mike? Aegean?
I think
Aegean. It's the Aegean Sea. I promise you guys. You can ask Google.
I trust Wes.
Joseph's good at Google. Joseph, have Google say Aegean. Aegean.
What do I look like, Jamie from Joe Rogan's podcast?
No, much worse. You can't type. So you just Google speech everything, and you just hear yourself in the background the whole time. What is...
He's right.
Aegean?
Aegean. So they were believed to be...
Aegean.
The Sea People were believed to be one of several Aegean tribes. They were also believed to be
straight
Central
up.
European raiders.
Aegean.
I like this one, kind of the most.
What does Central European raiders mean? Like, I didn't know it was Mad Max out there.
Well, they're like the Las Vegas Raiders, just not as cool.
They don't got a sphere. They have a triangle.
They're more successful.
Yeah.
Just without the cool outfit. No. They also
Central Europe. Oh, continue.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, Central European Raiders. What is that? Like France, Germany, like, and we're talking 1200 BC. So I don't. I'm just curious who's in Central Europe at that time. Like what? I don't know. Heritage of people like. Or Central Europe in 1200 BC. I don't know that. But
oh, Wesley, if you want
like,
a map,
like the Gauls and shit,
go on Google and type in Late Bronze Age collapse map, and it'll show you arrows and shit going to countries. And stuff.
Right, but I mean, that far back, are they German that far back, or are they Anglo-Saxon? I don't know. I just because I didn't do any research. I don't. Let me see. What did you want me to type in, bitch ass?
Type in Late Bronze Age collapse.
I don't think it has anything to do with Europe, though, is the whole thing.
Well, yeah, I get that, but I'm just curious who actually fought him off. Like, I don't know, because... I don't know, it seems like...
Because this would be... isn't the subject... I think it's in Egypt or, right, or the Middle East kind of thing.
Oh,
yeah,
we got a bunch
said
of
it could have been
stuff.
Raiders from Europe.
Central
oh,
Europe.
Gotcha,
that's why I'm like,
gotcha.
Okay, well, what kind of mix of Raiders are we talking about? Like bench players or
I don't really know enough about history, but they're probably still I wouldn't think they'd have that kind of technology.
Right. I wish I had enough time to look that up. Like what
'cause Europe was they were kind of
BC.
They didn't have that kind of technology, I don't think, because the Romans made quick work of them when they moved in.
Was
they went westward? When they went westward, I you know, who knows?
Wesley, if you want to read
that's for you, Wesley. I'm glad you read it. I just
when like the Romans expanded west, right?
If you go on Reddit. And you type in a conflict in Central
Ooh.
Europe leading to Bronze Age collapse. It has a whole thing, so you can go check out that. It's a long thing though, so if you want to scroll through that and see what they have about Europe, we can definitely get your insight on that.
Yeah, I would. Like I said, I wish I had enough fucking time. I would have fucking went balls deep into this.
Bussy.
Bitch.
What?
Man. Pissing. All right, let's continue then. I was just asking questions. What time of day was it? Do I stress you out, Casey? Yeah, I heard that episode. You talking shit, bitch.
You just ask me questions and I don't have the answers for.
Well, then get ready next time, bitch. No, I should have done more research, and then I would have had to. Yeah, exactly. It's like get answers, motherfucker. It's like yeah, if I would have done more research. My bad, guys. All right, let's continue. Anyway, Ramsey III smashed some ass. All right.
Some other theories that they say that they were just scattered soldiers, who turned to piracy or became refugees, and then ended up being assimilated into sea people. Some say they were migrants.
Some say they fucked narwhals.
That might have happened.
I had to be a sea cow.
Some other theories that they got
Matt's
is that...
gone.
Matthew, where the fuck did you go?
Is he still seeing us? Can he still see us?
He got off of...
Did he get off the claim feed?
Oh, this bitch.
This motherfucker.
I'm also very tired. I'm just waiting to get this episode all right. done.
Let's roll in.
Well, we're doing two tonight, Mike.
Y'all are doing two.
Ooh, I'm down for two.
I'm also two for a second.
The sea people were vassals of kingdoms, mercenaries, or refugees fleeing climatic change and food scarcity, and or the sea people originated from West Asian Minor, the Aegean, the Mediterranean islands, or Southern Europe. Aegean. And yeah, so those are just some theories that some people threw out on there.
Okay, so what is the conspiracy? Like, why do we have physical or I don't know, analytical evidence of them existing? Obviously, we do. We have writings.
Writings, pictures, like just like depictions.
Okay. What about artifacts?
Artifacts? Like a ship or something?
Yeah, a couple of pop plugs were left behind.
That's what I was thinking, Justin. I didn't know how to tie it in, though.
I don't know.
I didn't know how to tie it in.
Matt's like, sorry, I've been up since 5, hella tired. Psh, I've been up since 4:30, boy. Shut up.
Yeah, I got three hours of sleep.
Yeah, my work day is actually during the week. I wake up at 4 every morning. And today is the first time I slept in, and I only slept until 7.
I wonder if my internet's being crappy.
I woke up
super
at
6
today, but I also went to bed at 4, so.
Ah.
But you're still a 10.
Oh, thank you, Wesley.
In his book, you're a mad decent 4. No, I'm just kidding.
Mad decent 4.
Mad decent.
Maybe,
like
question mark. Might happen tonight? No. Anyway, yeah, dude, where the fuck did they go? I don't understand why there's an account of them.
Where did they come from? What? Where did they go? Where did the sea people? No.
I don't know, Cotton Eye Joe. Cotton Eye Joe's right there.
I was trying to write an intro because I was going to do a soundbite of Cotton Eye Joe because we're good under 30 seconds. So I was going to do an intro for 30 seconds, but with like a Cotton Eye Joe intro, but I couldn't tie in the words how I wanted to. So I was like, eh, it's going to sound dumb. Worked on it for like 30 minutes. I gave up.
All right. So anyway, what's the craziest thing about this conspiracy?
I'd say that the fact that they were a well-known military force. Can you call them a military force? They were a well-known fighting force, and they just showed up, did their shit, and were gone. Like, that's a weird thing. What the fuck?
Just like the village people.
Yeah, exactly.
On that Navy ship.
Yeah. Now you're getting it. Just like the village people. They were here, and now they're not.
It's because one of the Egyptians, they snuck on the ship and they wrote Roanoke on it and then they disappeared.
I don't get the reference. Is that an inside joke?
No, that's another conspiracy.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right. No spoilers.
Was it like a town of Roanoke? They just were there one day and then just everybody just in that town just disappeared. No trace. Nobody knows what happened to them, where they went, why they left.
Well, that's for another time. That's for another time, bitches.
What was written on a tree was Croatoan.
Oh, Croatoan, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Roanoke's a place.
But Croatoan was written.
That's what I meant to say. That's what I was thinking, but that's what they wrote on the ship. Yeah.
I knew what you meant.
I like how you just let me sound stupid for a couple minutes, though, before
I sound stupid all the time.
Hey, you've been saying Aggian all night. You've already welded. Yeah, I tried telling you guys it was a Aegean.
I apologize to you Egyptian folks.
Ain't nothing but an Aegean thing, baby.
With all my mispronunciations of your culturally history.
Do I look like a Greek?
But I don't give a fuck either. So,
let's get into it. Do we have any evidence of them resurfacing?
Not after they were defeated after Ramses III.
Nothing. Not like a fucking shitty cell phone video. Not like a Nessie popping their head out real quick.
No, dude, they got their ass beat and they just didn't show their fucking head again. It's like, no, dude, that's embarrassing.
Never again.
Ow, that really hurt. Why were you gonna hit that hard? Let's go, guys.
We were just playing. Jesus.
This is fucking... Oh shit, you guys, this rating business isn't really that easy as we thought it was.
Yeah. Oh true? Yeah, these guys that call them Egyptians, don't fuck with those motherfuckers.
I mean, that's what I call them, as Egyptians, so
And then they wanted a ram. Yeah, you're telling me. I got out of there real quick.
some other explanations that go against these whoops, my thing just rolled all the way to the bottom.
Can we start saying Antlesian? Like what? Of Antlesian origin? How do you say that? Oh, Antlesian, like origin?
Atlantean? Like a
Atlantean?
Atlantean, yeah.
Like I think
Atlantean sounds more cool. Like you say artisan bread, but you say artesian. You know what I mean?
Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it sound fancier. You know,
it's like this universe is exactly the same as the other, except for one thing. It's just the way how they pronounce Parmesan cheese. What do they say? Parmesan. Oh, God.
Oh, the Rick and Morty thing.
When I was...
Parmesan.
When I was at a...
They keep that gag going, too.
I know, in the spaghetti episode.
Yeah.
When I was working at Subway, people would pick their cheese, and they're like, can I get provolone? I was like, yeah, I can give you some provolone.
Yeah.
You just,
and
like,
they'll still
you,
keep
you
saying
stop
it.
Stop what you're doing and you look at them and you go, I'm sorry, what?
No, what, or you go with it and right they'll now just keep saying it. I love when that happens. Is people will just keep saying it too.
It's
I'm just like, I already... I said it the right way. That's weird. You keep saying it the wrong way.
It was funny,
dude,
too, because when
next
the person
time I go order
said it, the person behind
like,
him
I'm
just, like,
shook
their
head.
Can I get
a salami sandwich? A salami sandwich?
You gotta
or salamis? Salamis sandwich?
Some failed explanations as to what happened during this thing is an overlong drought deprived the Bronze Age Society of their economic and nutritional basis and triggered migrations. So that was from Carpenter, 1966. That was someone wrote about that. The Trojan War marks the beginning of a chain reaction. The sea people were veterans of the Battle of Troy and refugees from collapsing Greece in search for new settlement areas. I don't know.
Areola.
The agriculture of the how do we say it? Mycenaean
Mycelian?
No. It's a wait, how do you say the thing?
Mesothelioma.
The yeah, mesothelioma. Yeah. I couldn't even say it... that word to make the joke.
But the civilization, the Mycenaean civilization was oriented almost exclusively towards grains and therefore was extremely vulnerable to bad harvest destruction or a series of crops failures provoked raids on neighboring regions and triggered an escalation. The sea people came from Central Europe. They destroyed the Mycenaean, I think I like that one more, civilization in Greece and...
Oh, wait, that is how you say that.
Mycenaean, yeah.
Yeah.
And subsequently ravaged Troy. I'm not gonna... Hattusa?
Subsequently ravaged Troy.
Am I staticky?
No,
I am.
Oh, okay. And ravaged Troy, and where was I? And the places in Eastern Mediterranean mentioned by Ramses the Third.
I'm hearing static.
Yes, that's what I was wondering too. Let me check something.
Okay, while you do that, hey, so
I think my
Joseph fixed his shit.
Nice. Oh, Mike's gone.
Yeah, he's leaving it. So I guess it's just going to be the three of us for the Elizabeth.
The next one. Cool, because I'm about to have my lady roll a joint. Next one about to be Liff.
Good night, cunt.
All right, see you later, Mike.
All right, good night, you bitch. He was secretly still here the whole time.
Bye.
All right, later.
All right, so I'll get through the rest of this this other sea people stuff. That way we can get on to the next.
Jump one. On the next one, yeah, because I gotta. I'm ready. All right.
So let me get back to.
Last thing I got was pandemic question mark Central European Raiders question mark 1966 something about a carpenter dude.
Jesus, that was just a guy's name.
Jesus, he was a carpenter.
Let's see. So I'm right here. The first attacks of the Sea People took place under Meredith, followed by the Trojan War and the collapse of the Mycenaean. How did I say it?
Mycenaean.
Civilization. Mycenaean. Finally, a second Sea People invasion caused the destruction of. Is Hatti? Is that Haiti?
No, like Haitian is spelled like Haitian.
Oh, okay, so it's yes. It's Hatti, yeah. Then it's Hatti, then it's mm-hmm. Just Hatti, yeah. So I just wasn't sure.
You're not gonna pronounce it right either way. Yeah, you're good.
the Sea People came from the Adriatic Sea and Central Europe. Within the interval of about one generation, they brought the first Aegean and later the Levant under their control. That was written by Buzesk in 1985. This other one was the Sea People were a loose confederation of scattered pirates, and they formed after the collapse of great civilization. And that was written by Sanders in 1985.
Was that before he made his famous chicken?
Yeah. The end of the Bronze Age began with earthquakes that, with some delay, destroyed central trading systems with Egypt, Syria, and Greece over hundreds of kilometers. At the same time, wandering sea people threatened coastal towns in the eastern Mediterranean. To fend them off, Greek kingdoms built great fortresses and became a huge became a huge expense and then undoubtedly went bankrupt. As a result, social unrest erupted and triggered the collapse of a long distance trade as well as famine. That was written by Helck H-E-L-C-K in 1987. A sequence of earthquakes at the end of the, I don't know what this is, but I'm just going to read it out. How it is at the end of LH and there's a space IIIB period extended from Palos to Castians
and Castian Sea or whatever.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. And
I believe it's Castaways, and that was the best Tom Hanks movie ever.
And yeah. Mesopotamia that went all the way up to Troy, and that was written by Killian in 1988. A change in warfare technology caused disruptions before the crisis many years. Before crisis years, military conflicts have been fought with battalions of chariots, later the focus on military mobile infantry units. And that was written by Drews in 1993.
Okay. Pause. Hold on. Wait. All right. So you're telling me these motherfuckers went to fight sea people on the shores and they brought chariots in the sand? No traction.
These were all people who wrote about accounts of the sea people later in life, obviously. Right. But these are all historians say these are all failed explanations. Like, they don't make any fucking sense, so.
Oh, you were listening. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so when was the Statue of Rhodes? I don't know that one by heart yet.
Statue of Rhodes.
Also probably has a dick on it that is flaccid. You think it's just all these fucking slave laborers just like, you know what? I'm going to make them flaccid. The Statue of Rhodes carving the dick.
That guy I was talking about earlier, he was the wrong guy I was thinking of. Can't remember his name, but I was looking at statue things. Or no, pictures of him, and he just has a very fucking giant uncircumcised dick in all of his little depictions. And it's hilarious.
But is it erect?
It is erect. This guy is cursed with an erect penis. fucking forever. It's not really. Yeah, it's. I forget what the guy.
Oh,
fucking...
Erectus. Yeah. So,
the Colossus of Rhodes, also known as the Statue of Rhodes, is a 30 to 35 meter tall cast bronze statue of the Greek sun goddess Helios. It was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world and stood at the harbor of Rhodes around 300 BC.
Oh, and we're talking about way back. So Rhodes didn't even exist yet.
Yeah. Well, Rhodes... Well, oh, it goes... Yeah, it backwards. Goes backwards.
Yeah, yeah, it goes backwards. Yeah, BC.
I forget about that.
So fucking confusing. So Rhodes didn't even exist yet. That's... Okay. Well, that's good to know. I was just
hey,
curious, right?
Like a fucking horse. Mr. Hands yeah. would have had a good time.
Oh, Joseph, is that the real? Is that the oldest depiction?
Priapus, that's the guy's name.
Well, yeah, he's prying open those cheeks.
Is
an inability
is there a
to
crane fully... holding that cock?
Yeah, I was like, is his cock marionetted? Is his cock marionetted?
So
look, it dances.
This fresco.
Hey Bob, look what I can do.
This was found in ancient ruins of Pompeii, and it shows the Priapus with
a giant dick imprint in the magma silt of Pompeii. It's just like whoa. Hey, the IRS didn't even need to do tax. I already know who the head of household is.
It's almost as big as his arm.
Apparently, he had the inability to fully retract his foreskin. So
dang.
So you know this motherfucker was also the god of smegma as well.
He said he was unable to retract it.
Yeah.
No. Able. Oh, unable.
No, and the inability. Damn. He couldn't do it. Look at this one.
Gross.
Oh no, I don't know why it's doing this. Oh my god, it's like one of those porn videos.
Look at the curvature on that one.
God damn, it's he's ramped up.
Oh, those are just maps. Okay.
Who is that
we
girl?
We were looking. Oh, that's
why did she pop up? Did she have a swong too?
It's Sydney Sweeney. It's an SNL picture. She was the host this weekend. I haven't watched it yet. I don't know how funny it's gonna be, honestly. I don't find
no. It was Sarah Underwood. Joseph was trying to learn naked yoga.
I got one more good thing for Wesley. He's gonna love
I forgot
this.
All right,
I'm ready. So, yeah, Sarah Underwood.
So experts,
she was a gem.
So experts thought this was a possibility at the end of the Bronze Age. Could not be explained because one important factor had been missing. The Luwens. At the end of the Bronze Age remains incomprehensible if only the Hittites and the... I forgot how to say it. Mycenaeans? How did I say it earlier?
Mycenaeans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
they pronounced it. They think it was incomprehensible with just those two groups without... the Luwens being taken into account. So during the period of 1200 to 1180 BCE, archaeological excavations of Greece and Asia Minor to Egypt revealed the same findings, and that is the destruction. That is destruction. However, this does not mean that the agent of destruction was always the same. Over 20 years ago, a chronological reconstruction of the political and economic development in the countries around Eastern Europe, Mediterranean during the 13th century BCE was proposed. It casually links three wars consisting of reciprocal attacks. First, the so-called Sea People invasions took place during which the navy of allied Luwian petty states from the Aegean regions advanced to the southeast. The Luwians who had emitted from the eastern shore of the Aegean Sea were also attacked a few days later by allied Greek forces, and this is memorialized in a tradition of the so-called Trojan War. And finally, a civil war without any external influences broke out in Greece. This model explains the information transmitted in excavation results. Contemporary documents were later traditions, three phases of the Xeroth War were described separately in the following sections. So it's they believe without the Luwans, what did I call them? Yeah, the Luwans.
Luatians?
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
without them, then the whole thing doesn't make sense. But I like their little thing. There's like it was like battles going on in every direction.
So
internal battles and all that.
Right. Yeah. That's what's crazy to me is that this is accounted for in history, and that apparently nobody knows where the fuck they went.
They came and gone like Cotton Eye Joe. No, that's what I thought was crazy because I'd never heard of the Sea People before, and I just saw a meme. I was like, "What the fuck is a Sea People?" And
what the fuck is the Bronze Age? I thought it was iron and steel.
Well, that's why.
No, we kind of fucked up for a while. It was kind of softer metal.
I don't know. He keeps jumping in. Oh, no, he's still in.
Who, me?
Yeah.
There you go.
My shit was fucking up because I fucking put a can next to my fucking cord and it flipped the fuck out.
Oh.
All right. Let's wrap this one up.
So,
all right. So
what are you guys' thoughts about the Sea People?
I don't so there's no trace at all, no evidence, right?
There's
accounts of first-hand accounts.
Yeah, and like scribes and
oh, so there is. Okay.
Just
physical,
not from the Sea People, but scribes of them accounting
exactly.
Of the Sea People. And then
yeah.
the same thing, like there's like depictions, like pictures on the wall and stuff. Like if you look up Egypt Sea People inscription, you'll see like there's a picture of people coming from the sea, you know, they have like little helms on and stuff, you know, and they're
oh shit.
And
Joseph, like what's his name? Marvel fucking starts an N. And what's his name?
Negasonic.
Namor. Namor. Namor.
Namor.
But that's so what's the most evidence we have, I guess. What's the most physical evidence?
I would say
have they obtained
first-hand accounts and just like
besides writings, like if there's like a weapon or
See, that's the thing. Like I didn't see any weaponry or anything, but if they were from the same regions, they would have the same weapon. So I don't know if historians would be actually capable of knowing whose weapon
differentiating
differentiating
between them.
Yeah, yeah, if you just Google Sea People Egypt depictions and go on Google images, like there's a whole drawing and it's actually pretty cool. It says it's like them in the middle of battle. It'll probably take you to the wiki page actually, but
Sea People,
because you can obviously tell the Egyptians because they have their headgear on, but the Sea People are just This picture that I'm looking at right now is kind of a low res and kind of lame, but the picture
I know. And then they look like they're closer to the equator. Would be the politically correct term, right? I mean, that's the safest way to say it, right? I don't know. But I'm just curious why it's like it shows all these pictures of these sequined garments and there isn't a museum with just one of their outfits in it or
sword. That's what I couldn't find, which I thought was also pretty weird. But at the same time, if you were trying to eradicate a force out of your country.
History.
I don't know if you would want
to. And a history too, because a lot of you know, what is it? Not monarchs, tyrants. Just like, oh no, burn all the Harry Potter books.
Yeah, so that's kind of what happened down in Mexico when when the Spaniards came over, they basically they wiped out all the previous ancient civilizations, destroyed all their history.
Next.
Just
yeah.
to make it so they were wiped off the face of the planet like they never existed. So I don't know if the same thing would have happened because they could have repurposed the metals that they took, you know, and melted
or,
them down to their own
yeah.
stuff.
Or they could breathe underwater. I
yes.
don't know.
See, that's what I was saying. Like, if you saw,
and they're just waiting. They're like, all right, fuck you guys. We're coming back with force next time and giant squids. It probably won't play out well on the beaches when they come out.
Yeah, right, dude. If I saw a squid coming at me, a giant squid just crawling up on a beach.
On a beach?
I'd be hella scared. I'd be like, what is this thing doing? Yeah. Why are you out of the water?
So our synopsis is there is no physical evidence besides text, correct?
Not that I discovered. I don't know if there actually is or not, because I'm not going to say there is or isn't, but...
Jose, did you find any physical evidence?
No, just the
artifacts.
Text said, we exist, lol.
we made it.
We made it.
That's
we the
all
best. We the best.
We the best in a stone tablet. That's it. Dot, dot, dot. We the best. Oh, continue. Sorry.
I was going to say, I have reason to believe that Mike and Matthew were exchanging sea people because they decided to get off early.
Yeah, because they're
hell yeah.
fucking partying.
Way
together.
Too early. They got off way too early.
Yeah, pre-ejaculate.
All right, well, my consensus of this is that there's no physical evidence besides literature or scripture or... It's like, can a motherfucker get a trident dated to this time? I don't know. I mean, if that many people said it, it's just like, yeah, every so often these motherfuckers would show up and we'd have to send them on their way. Like, how do you write that in scripture? Yeah, like, you know, every so often we were trying to build our giant triangle and then they fucking attacked us and I was like, not today. Not in my fucking Nile River.
I did wonder. So I believe the sea people existed because it wouldn't be hard to lose records of pirates or bandits or, you know, and I doubt that they kept any records themselves, you know, if they were just going around pillaging and taking what they wanted. But also,
yeah.
In the same note, the Library of Alexandria, if they did hold records, a lot of that burnt down, so... It would be interesting if we did find more information or if a random dig someone stumbles upon something that we didn't know. It'd be pretty cool to learn more.
Yeah, what if you sister. Right, what if you were human resources for what's that one where it's Towering Gardens? Ancient City Towering Gardens. It's not Babel, it's
Babylon?
I think so. Yeah. Or, yeah, I think it's Babylon. I don't know.
Gardens of Eden?
No. Not that one.
I
think
it's like
Babylon.
Hanging Guardians of Babylon. Yeah. Hey,
yeah, Babylon.
Guardians, but gardens.
And their accountant, their, like, accountant was like, yeah, everybody's accounted for. Oh, fuck, I forgot to see people. We just won't talk about them. And then they just awkwardly come back up in history. Shit.
But it also says that it's unclear whether the Hanging Gardens were an actual construction or a poetic creation.
Ooh.
Due to the lack of documentation and contemporary, I can't say that word. But
contemporary.
Source, yeah, but it's contemporaneous. So it's kind of... Mm. It was hard. Documentation and contemporaneous... Babylonian sources. So that'd be a cool one to do. Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. I wish I could have done more research. Too fucking busy. But I think there should be a relic, at least of something. But the accounts. See, if I would have done more research, I could have figured out when the first account, last account happened. Where the median was, and where a spike
I
in...
I told you, first account was Ramsey the Second account yes. was Meredith.
Third what, account. What's the dates? And... What's the dates on those two? Just yeah. those first two.
So
this is one, yeah. See if I would have done more research.
Open up my notes again. Give me one sec. Because I just closed out of them. Cause I was
and there's only written word of these C people. Like, yeah, maybe it was a political ploy. Maybe it was a political ploy from, like, fucking Egypt to be like, oh, no, you guys, only 28 more days till these C people show up. You better be build these pyramids faster or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, they were just, like, white lying to these people.
So, Ramses II, he battled in 1247 BC with the mm-hmm. Sea People. Meredpath, he battled in 1209 BC. And Ramses III did 1200 BC.
Ooh, that is a giant split. 1247 and, well, to 1209.
That's
is...
when he first attacked, but they finished him off in 1178.
The third did. 1178?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the first one was...
All right. Let me... See, it's so much easier on my phone. Okay, 1247. 1178. 69 years. They were parting cheeks, you guys. From Ramsey the third to the second or whatever was six.
Or arguably the Moses of Asplay is what you would call it.
Yeah, the 69 years. I'm just saying, is that a coincidence?
I think not.
I think not. But yeah, if there was some sort of, I don't know, like fucking sword, trident. Something like besides like scripture. Why do I have two?
Don't worry about it.
That's called a shadow claw.
My yeah.
Yeah. Oh damn. Spitting.
I don't know if that was actually it, but
you did the two fingers touching, so
yeah, that's all that matters. As long as you got them two fingers, that's all that matters.
All right, so sea people, final fairing. What do you guys think?
Well, I get my final thoughts. I think they're around. I think that there's some lost history that we don't know about, and
clearly for 69 years.
And it's honestly just a mystery. Like there's like.
Nobody knows where they went. Nobody had like, oh, I stole one of their swords while they were beating my ass. Nobody had like any like artifact of it. That's kind of the trippy part about me. But the cool part is that how long they mention them in text.
Yeah, it's spanned for a long time. So that's what's crazy about it. But that's all I got about the sea people.
Same too. I don't even.
Anything else to add, Joseph?
I don't think I do. I do have an outro for this, though.
All right, let's hear.
Oh hell! I knew that's what he was doing. Let me. I thought you were mad at first because we were ranting or something.
No, I wasn't. I'm over here.
All right, I'm peeing. I'll be right back.
All right, I'm gonna Joseph. Let me know when you're ready, and I'll.
All right,
I'll be quiet.
I apologize for my pre-ejaculate from the pod. I have grown weary of my fleshy flaccid eyelids. I do have some fun facts that my fumbling stumbling brother jumbled throughout tonight's entry. Priapus was the Greek god tasked with protecting fertility, sexuality, male genitalia, crops, fruits, merchant sailors, livestock, and gardens. I know what you're thinking. Gardens and fertility? Was our boy also the god of tossing farm animals salads? Irrelevant. The god Priapus was gifted with an oversized penis in a permanent erected state. Not really a gift, I should say. He couldn't retract his foreskin. Could you imagine that smegma buildup? My boy had the clouds of Olympus embedded into his dickhead. Gross, right? Like not covering the whole head, but the dick cheese kinda fluffs up from the bottom and stretches towards the tip of the head, but not entirely covering it. Like an egg peeking out the top of a nest or a Catholic friar's hairdo. What were we talking about again? Thank you for listening to the Conspiracy Outpost.